The United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination in Geneva has stated that it's concerned at the high number of homeless persons who are disproportionately from racial and ethnic minorities, and at the criminalization of homelessness through laws that prohibit activities such as loitering, camping, begging, and lying in public places. The committee called on the U.S. government to take corrective action. Eric Tarz is with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty in Washington, D.C. He spoke about the problems created by the criminalization of homelessness and what the U.N. committee is concerned about.
When you have a situation where a person literally has nowhere else to go because they have no home, they have no place where they can perform these basic human activities of sitting, sleeping, eating, even going to the bathroom. If they don't have a private alternative to do it, they have to do all those activities in public. And all of a sudden, their very existence, their very life becomes a crime. And that, as a number of other UN bodies and courts have found, constitutes cruel and inhuman and degrading treatment. And simply isn't cost-effective. We know there have been a number of studies done that show that to process somebody through the criminal justice system to for the police time to arrest them, to book them, to put them in jail overnight, to run them through the arraignment process, to use the time of the public, the district attorney or whoever else it might be to prosecute them. All those things cost around $75 a night on average, and it costs about $25 a night to give somebody adequate shelter for the night. So we're, even though those costs are hidden, you don't allocate money specifically to criminalize homelessness, the overall cost to a community is about three times as great to criminalize homelessness as it is to simply provide that person with shelter. And once that person has shelter, that's a place where they can stabilize their lives, get their lives back on track, apply for jobs, apply for services or programs they might be entitled to. Whereas if you criminalize that person, if you give them a criminal record, then it makes it even more difficult for them to get a job, to get housing. About 40% of homeless people are working in a given month, but they just can't put together enough money to get into housing. And if you all of a sudden arrest that person and take them out of the ability to go to their job in the morning, then they lose that job, they lose that pathway out of homelessness. So for so many reasons, criminalization is an ineffective strategy and a morally wrong approach to this. One of the other UN committees that reviewed the U.S. earlier this year, the UN Human Rights Committee, their chairperson, Sir Nigel Rodley, said that he was simply baffled by the idea that people could be without shelter in a country and then be treated as criminals for being without shelter. And these are UN human rights experts who have seen the worst of the worst, and these are the kinds of statements that they're making about the policies that we have in the U.S. To address homelessness.
So a typical scenario, for example, and maybe this occurs commonly, is that somebody is on the street because they're homeless and they're arrested just simply because they're homeless. Is that correct?
In some cases, yes. If that person simply is tired because they've been walking around all day and they sit down on the curb, that's a crime. If they, are tired at night and have to go to sleep and they don't have an available shelter bed. An available shelter bed might mean not just that there's one that exists potentially, but one that doesn't have religious restrictions on who can use it, or that doesn't segregate and by sex so that couples can stay together, or that it would allow medical needs to be accommodated for. So that person lies down on the street, lies down in a public park where, supposedly the public is allowed to be, but all of a sudden that simple act of trying to survive becomes a crime. And in those cases, the person is then given a criminal record, given a ticket which they can't possibly pay, that can turn into an arrest warrant. Then that person goes to jail and burdens the criminal justice system even further. It's an absurd system when we already know the federal government already knows what actually works, which is providing homes is the best way to end homelessness, not criminalizing it and pretending that it won't exist anymore.
Eric Tarz is with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty in Washington.